This is a homebrew podcast.
Hey, Mr. Guy! My butt is itchy! Can you look at it?
Let me look at it, big guy.
It itches!
Looks like you have quite a nasty rash here, Brendel. Almost looks like it says something.
What? What does it say?
Welcome to the crew, Ryan? A long-time listener?
Oh, welcome to the crew, Ryan!
What? Grendel, let me get that away, man.
Welcome back to the homebrew. I'm Grant Milkey, the vampire who dealt absolutely zero damage last fight. Joined by Austin Brady.
Mordecai, the flame shackled.
Cody Smith.
Carl Gauss, vampire slayer.
John Cayley.
The invisible pyromancer.
And Tyrell Nye.
Billy Boom, kicker of asses.
Previously on the homebrew, the crew faced off with Graham Bellaton and absolutely stomped him with the help of the tentacle monster who was possessed with the voice. The crew decided to go ahead and bid Bellaton Factory and Labs farewell and headed back to Belleville. And when I say with the help of the tentacle monster, they didn't really need any help. They,
artist, you know what to do.
Absolutely.
He's a dirty, filthy chaoser.
Absolutely had that locked down. You guys step out of the Chateau de Bellaton, head down the lawn back into Belleville, and that is essentially where we will pick up. You chose to exit the exit all of that, leave the area. You do know that you left Max in like Mikey's. The power plant is still running. All the zombies are still there. So there's no immediate threat other than, you know, after like a long rest in the next 8 hours or so, Graham might wake up a little angry, a little cranky. He might not be too happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, boys, we should probably go get, what was his name? Carl, do you remember the guy's name?
Max.
Maxie boy.
Max, that's it, that's right. The only other person who doesn't get controlled by little girl monsters. Can we go get him?
Yeah, let's go get him.
Yeah. Nibbit's gonna start, like, proudly walking out of the main gates of this place, like, in victory, you know, like, stoically as he can. Like, we kicked his ass.
Mordecai, as you start to approach this village, you essentially have this flash of these buildings just on a raging fire, flames spitting out of the windows. You watch one of the taller buildings start to like slowly crumble and then fall, and like smoke and embers shoot into the air. You actually like feel this heat. Everyone that is not Mordecai, you see what looks like Terrence or Paul. You're not sure who is like approaching you. Mordecai, it looks like there's like a flaming, screaming body of like a commoner like running towards you in like a panic.
I'm gonna whip out Ardor, my scythe, and put it between me and the person that's running at me.
Whoa.
Stop.
Hey.
And I'm just like sweating and like my knuckles are gripped around it.
Easy, Mordecai.
Oh boy.
Put him out. Put him out. I'm sorry, Terrence. I'm gonna have to knock you out.
No, you.
Mordecai, you blink and everything looks normal.
My scythe dissolves in my hands and I kind of like put my hand over my face and step back and goes,
I think I just need some water or something.
Cold one.
Yeah.
Well, let's go get that and get out of this town. Well, hi, Terrence.
Oh, hey, yeah, it's me, Terrence. Is he okay? Is he feeling okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine.
False alarm, buddy. I'm not gonna have to knock you out after all.
Oh, it's good. I don't really want to be knocked out. Yeah, we were actually just all kind of curious. We're running a little low on provisions. I don't know if you know anything about that.
Nope. No, we don't.
Nivitz. You want to give him some?
Oh, I have a backpack of Bellabites. Will that help the town?
I mean, a little bit. We're used to, you know, there's a few hundred of us here, so
Well, Nivitz is gonna take off his backpack and like open it up and say, "Well, I don't know about a few hundred people, but his backpack's pretty full."
All right. Well, do you know if the cart's gonna be coming out today?
Oh, maybe not today, but I think maybe tomorrow. But I don't know for sure.
You didn't see Olive in there, did you? I mean, it's all right if you didn't. You did say keep an eye out for her, and I do miss my daughter, and I know I shouldn't really be talking about whatever is behind you. Not that I've ever seen that before, but did you see Olive in there?
Mordecai is going to like grab a bag of jerky from Nivitz's backpack and toss it at him and go, "There she is."
He's like completely blank. He does not understand.
Yep. Well, nope. And yeah, no, nothing about that. So we got some pressing business. We gotta go get a friend and get the fuck out of here. So sorry about your troubles, but yeah.
Nora, no, it's fine. Thank you for trying. I appreciate it.
And he just kind of steps aside and starts to probably open the package of Bellavites. You see the wheels turning, trying to understand. You guys head to Mikey's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With all haste.
Yep.
Is he eating it, or did he just open it?
Yeah, I mean, he would start. He opened it. I mean, it would look like he's about to eat it. He's going in for a bite.
When he bites, I'm just going to say, "You dense fuck. They're people. It's made out of people."
What is?
The Bellavites.
Hey, Mordecai. It ain't like they got anything else to eat, so why don't we just go and cut our losses?
And Billy marches off.
I'm in agreement with Billy. Sorry, Mordecai. There's not much we could do here. Come on, let's not disturb the man. And he's gonna run off after Billy.
Mordecai is gonna kind of sneer and join the rest of the group.
I just shake my head, yeah, and follow.
It takes a little while, but, you know, after 45 seconds or so, as you start to round the corner, you hear Terrence just start heaving, just dry heaving.
Aw, oh, man, he figured it out.
Just very, very loudly, voiding everything that he has eaten in a while.
If we want him to stop eating this people, well, Nivitz is going to look around, make sure nobody's really listening, because he doesn't want to cause too much of a scene here. But we should probably let Terran Command know about this place. I mean, otherwise the people are just gonna die.
I mean, is that a route we want to take, guys? I've got a lot of footage of this place.
You boys want to play Greenpeace? You do it once we're back on the ship.
Oh, definitely.
Agreed.
You can do whatever. You can do whatever you want. I don't care. But I'm gonna get this boy that we promised we'd take with us, and I'm getting the fuck off this planet, and I ain't coming back.
Hell yeah. Let's get the fuck out of here. Besides, all my editing software is on deck. I'm gonna have to blur out our faces, our voices, beep out all the bad words if we're sending into Terran Command. They don't like that.
I'd greatly appreciate not having my face shown around.
Yeah, you guys enter Mikey's pub. Bart looks up, sees you, Billy.
Oh, man, it's my best. Hey, buddy, how's it going? I missed you.
Oi, we're doing fine. We've got some stuff come up. We gotta get the fuck out of here. You know where my mate is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's right there.
And you, Max is sitting there. Several cans of beer, screwing about. I mean, he's a Warforged. So, I guess roll, like, perception for me there, Billy. Probably with advantage, since you're Mr. Techno Buddy.
22.
It's like, I imagine if his eyes are like little lights, like LEDs, they're like super bright right now. And he's, the way that he's moving, you can tell he is so high right now. Like, he's probably been doing a lot of wake.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
And he sees you. Oh. Oh, hey. Hey, guys. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Have you guys tried this stuff?
Yeah, boy. Glad you're having a good... I'm glad you're having a good time.
I'm having a blast.
Yeah, we gotta go now.
Well, I mean, right now?
I mean, we're leaving. If you're coming, we're leaving.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. One second.
All right.
And he is, he's at basically at the bar with Bart trying to like haggle for as much wake as he can get.
Nivitz is going to go haggle with him for more wake.
Okay.
Not for Mark. Not for, our Warforged.
Not for Max.
Max.
Bart. So I heard you're short supply on some Bellabites.
Yeah, we've been.
Now, how much wake you still got left?
Supply issue. I've got a lot of wake.
Well, I just so happen to have a backpack of Bellabites.
Oh, well, the value of Bellabites has gone up considerably due to supply. And have you ever heard of capitalism?
Yes. Yes, Bart, I indeed have. Now, that's why I'm willing to trade you some Bellabites for a week. You know.
All right. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so I mean, are you pretty much like trading him everything?
Yeah, I'm going to trade out all of my Bellabites. That backpack just stuffed with Bellabites.
Okay, give me like a 2d10. And that's how many doses of wake I will have him trade you. And you are an evil motherfucker. That is pretty bad.
Yeah.
10 wake. I get 10 wake.
Yeah. Your alignment definitely shifts pretty low for that one. But 10 doses of wake are yours.
All right, boys. Y'all good to go?
Yep.
Now, is that lawful evil since he used capitalism to do something terrible?
Yeah, lawful evil. I mean, as far as this city goes, right? It's fully within the...
Yeah.
It's fully within the law. He didn't break any laws.
No, it's definitely lawful evil.
But it's evil as fuck.
Yeah, they're pretty impoverished.
It's not murdering him to take his wake. It's not. It's, yeah, it's lawful evil. It's,
does Billy still have to hand out flyers, too?
Yeah, he does. He will have to have handed out a flyer today in good faith. Basically, he can't just like give you guys flyers. He has to, you know, try to sell Bellabites once a day or take the chaos damage.
I thought it was the bikes he had to sell. Or is it the bikes?
No, I have a stack of flyers that I have to hand out.
It's the jerky.
Yeah, it's the jerky.
Billy, give Bart a flyer.
Oh, yeah. These are great. New flavors every week. Buy some Bellabites or get them for free over there. You know how it works.
I'm very familiar with Bellabites. I don't know if this is a good use of your flyer or if it's in the spirit of any agreement that you made or any contracts that you've signed.
Look, new Bellabites come out. You get them. You are the consumer. Here's a flyer. Have a nice day.
Well, good luck. I hope you don't take a lot of damage later.
Don't worry. There's a cleric on my ship, and I'm going to take care of this right away.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
Getting off this fucking rock.
Beam me up, Sky.
Let's get towards the barrier and try to slink our way past some zombies towards the ship, or at least call it in.
Mordecai would kill for a good berry right now.
You know what? I feel like Billy's craving a good berry too at this point.
How weird.
Listen, we can have some good berries when we get back to the ship.
Yeah, you guys head out of town. Stick out of the light, I assume. So as you guys, you exit town, you exit the dome. So you make your way through, you know, the kind of the dilapidated part of town, right? So there was the town with the palisades around it and the acid moat. Then there's the actual kind of like city that was, you know, had a bunch of zombies in it. You guys make your way through that. You guys make your way out of the dome to where it is colder, the air is thinner, as we've discussed. Before you get to the ship, I do need a perception check on that route. There is a ship with lights.
Billy Boone's got 21.
Nivitz notices nothing.
Yeah, so I mean, you all see the ship. It is flashing lights around on the streets. Seems to be looking around, but Billy, you recognize it as a... I mean, the 21, this is like one of the nicer ships you've seen ever. And it is a Maxwell Industries ship, similar to the engine that you guys use. And it is pretty close to the Hawk, with basically floodlights looking around all the little nooks and corners. And you're not seeing an easy, not long way around to the Hawk.
it looks like a private, it's a Maxwell Industries. Does it, is it, are there, is there any tagging of any sort?
Any signage?
Yeah. Does it a private, does it look like a private vessel? Does it look like a...
It's pretty dark and there's a lot of light. You did roll 21 on perception. You're confident it's not Terran Command.
Right.
Because they would not fly a ship like that. And you don't see any other marks on it.
Okay. What in the fuck? Can we just get out of here without some asshole getting in our way? Do you guys see that? There's a fucking ship near the Hawk.
Yeah, it's a nice ship.
I'm more concerned in getting them to turn out those lights so we can get to our ship. I, for one, don't want zombies to come eat me.
Right.
It's a goddamn Maxwell build. They ain't cheap.
Can we take the long way around?
I mean, what other choice do we have?
Can we raise the guys on the ship? Maybe they can contact the other ship? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't like our ship sitting on the ground and a ship above it. If they are not our friends, that could be really bad.
Yeah, people aren't really supposed to be here.
That is a good insight, Carl.
Yeah, I don't want to go in the floodlights.
Give me a survival check as you guys try to make your way the long way around, so kind of going off the path here. And it does look like...
20.
16 from Mordecai.
16.
17 from Billy Boom.
Ooh, we got some good survival.
As you start to get about, you know, halfway around clockwise to, you know, the tree line, avoiding this ship, it starts to move straight for you.
The fuck?
Mordecai casts darkness on us.
Yep.
Not the worst idea I've ever heard.
Not at all. This thing shines its lights directly over where you are at, and it stops.
Ah!
It does not see you. You can, you know what I mean? But the lights are basically flooding the area around this spell. I imagine, you know what I mean, like you're in the tree line too, so it's not like there's just like a box of darkness there. You're just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and it seems to be lingering. After a while, you hear a voice come out, and you hear basically from like a speaker, you hear a voice that you do not recognize, and it says, hello, I do not intend to harm you, I do know you're in the area. I believe you can hear me. If you could step into the light, I would greatly appreciate it.
Guys, what do you think?
I don't know.
They can talk to us through the darkness. Like,
are we able to communicate with the Hawk yet? Do we have that ability on us?
Sure. Since we're in like a little in-between spot, we'll go ahead and let that happen.
It's just this is just like radioing to the bow of the Hawk. Hey boys, we got company out here. If it goes south, you might want to turn them cannons on this ship that's floating just yonder. If I die, don't let anybody have my stuff. Out.
Can I have your stuff?
No, you can't have my stuff.
But you're dead.
What should I say? I can speak in somebody else's voice. What should I say?
Hey, fuckface, why you got lights on us? Could you please leave us alone? We would like to leave. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, you're not sure. The voice had asked you to step into the light. You're not sure it would be able to, like, hear you from the sky, right? It's more like a speaker. And as that is happening, as you're communicating and discussing amongst yourself, a zombie horde does start lumbering that way, the light and the noise, and several laser cannons pop out of this thing and just scorch the earth where they are walking. I mean, it just wipes this thing out.
All right, we can't just sit here in the dark forever. Let's just get this over with.
All right, I dropped darkness.
It kind of straightens as it is able to see you and comes down lower a little bit out of the tree line, and the bay doors on the side. It's a pretty large ship. It is, I would say, slightly larger than the Hawk. These bay doors open and a little ramp comes out. It is perfectly polished metal. You are relatively familiar with, you know, Maxwell ships. You know that these are you know, well engineered. This is one of the newer ones you've seen, and you're not sure, you haven't like seen this model exactly before, so it's a little disconcerting.
I will keep my like, I don't have my shotgun pointed at the ship, but my cannon is definitely like tracking in a defensive for life forms and stuff, obviously, around me at this point. Kind of like at the ready, but not in a threatening in front of me moment.
You guys go aboard, or are you staying out there?
I mean, I'll walk up to the ramp, and there's nobody like at the top of the ramp or anything.
There's not, and like the engines are still running, cannons are still out, you know what I mean? Like, it looks like they're trying to kind of, you know what I mean? Like, they pulled in, kept the engine running, that type of thing.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah.
If this all goes south, you want to help steal a ship?
Oh, man. Two great minds like to think alike, right? All right, let's do this, boys.
Well, it is a nice ship.
It is a nice ship.
We fucking high five.
It is a wonderful ship.
Stay sharp. Don't let your guard down. Let's move.
And we walk up onto the ship.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful, no-nonsense piece of engineering. You all, you know, you all are able to appreciate the craftsmanship behind it, similar to your engine. Billy, it has a lot less shit that you would, like, pry off of it than most of other ship builds.
Yeah.
And there is a large warforged, one of the larger warforged that you've ever seen. Big, heavy, metal-looking dude. And he is standing with his arms crossed in front of him. And then next to him is an elf who seems to be wearing an arm patch, or an arm patch, wearing an eye patch, looks to be part metal himself, has a lot of cyborg kind of attachments and parts. Things to that effect. You feel the ship finally kind of like settle and land, and he looks at each of you, cocks his head, looks a little confused. I'm so sorry. I may have gotten a incorrect reading. Don't mind if I do a quick scan, do you?
I mean, at this point, I guess we're friends.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. I can ensure you're compensated for the interruption, of course, but friends, I'm not sure. Might have heard of me. My name is Maxwell Nightfrost, CEO of Maxwell Industries. This is my companion, Vantagraph. Pleasure, make your acquaintance, all of the normal formalities, so on, so forth. Not overly interested in questions right now, but assuming introductions are in order, I will do a quick scan and you can be on your way.
Indeed.
Okay.
No. All right.
What are you scanning for?
Most of the gear I'm wearing is completely legal. Anything that was obtained illegally was beyond my knowledge. This is one fine craft you got here.
Mordecai, he seems so over the top annoyed with that question, and he sighs and rolls his eyes. Surely you aren't familiar with essence or anti-essence?
Oh, we're familiar.
Yeah.
He cocks his head and kind of waits for a moment to see if you're going to say more.
The door's been open too long, right?
He seems really confused by that. He like furrows his brow.
Well, for my part, I'm a big fan of your work, and I don't know if you were interested, but I figured out how to hardwire from the heart, then pull essence out of your body into a device and then amplify said device naturally without any type of connection to essence other than your own soul. So
a dwarf, interesting. Maybe you're who I'm looking for. He's like a dwarf. May I run my scan?
Yes.
Nibbets is going to cross his arms in front of, like, his body, like, kind of, like, just cautionarily, like, you know, covering his bits, knowing what kind of scan.
Yeah, and I mean, similar to the spell that Jaden has cast. It seems that Maxwell has a device or something that is doing something similar. And he, you know, runs it over you, looking onto this little screen. He goes over each of you. His brow is very furrowed. Interesting. And he lands over Max, and he just says, "Oh, not a dwarf. All right, Maxwell, I assume." And the little warforged that has been traveling with you for a while shrugs. No, just Max. And Maxwell kind of nods and looks back at Vantagraf, who also nods, his warforged companion. And Maxwell just says, "Well, I have a lot to explain to you. However, we can't linger here for too long. As I'm sure you know, Terran Command, so on and so forth. I've kept the engine running. I think it would be in your interest if you came with me, my friend." And Max looks at all of you and then looks back at him. And Maxwell leans in and is talking to him in a very, very hushed voice. You guys can roll perception on that for a moment.
21. Crit. Not 20.
16.
7.
Can't hear shit.
From Billy.
5 for Mordecai. But Nivitz with those beautiful ears.
Yeah, absolutely. Nivitz with the crit.
I am in love with this ship, so I'm probably distracted a bit.
Right. Nivitz, you essentially hear Maxwell describing different things about Max to Max. Things about his life, things about his past, things about how he got here. You actually hear him with a crit. I'm just going to give this to you. You hear him describing a device that he believes Max to have created to, if he was in mortal danger, he could use it and kind of cast himself out into, like, it's basically like an emergency teleporter. And this, you know, you see the body language of Max, you know, he's like shaking his head. He's like, "I'm too fucking high for this. Holy shit." And he looks at you guys and he's just like, "Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with this guy."
"Well, whatever you say, buddy."
"But I mean, that's Maxwell."
"Well, it was a very interesting story that he is telling you. It's very, very interested in hearing more about it, Mr. Maxwell. Maybe at a later time. And maybe, if you don't mind, I have some designs for creating stars. I would really, and you know, like your input on this."
Maxwell's like, "I'm sure you do. Is there anything like the Cardinal Jean-Paul? I'm sure you know they're wildly inefficient. No way that they'll be able to work at scale the way that he's described them. I can tell just by looking at them. People casting spells into them, the amount of power it will take is immense. I'm laughable, if you ask me."
"Well, you get some things wrong when you look over somebody's shoulder and cheat on a test."
Nivitz is like, looks very irritated at the name of Jean-Paul, and he's like, "Yes, not a big fan of his changes to a design either." And Nivitz is actually just kind of shutting up and just like scowling at the mention of Jean-Paul.
I do have a question. If I could have just another moment of your time, are any of you able to understand this? Probably not. He turns like his little tablet towards you. It would take quite a long time to explain. I'm not sure. You can, I would say Carl and Billy, I would allow you, Carl probably with advantage since you've already kind of messed around with this stuff. Both of you can roll like intelligence here.
Intelligence? Okay. Botched. Oh, I have advantage. Okay. Never mind. I have a 20.
A 20, yeah.
Oh, 7.
22.
22 from Billy.
Yeah, so Carl, you are able to kind of like grab the tablet from him and look it over, and you kind of see that this seems to be tracking this anti-essence, these little blue strings. I would say that the device that he has, kind of as you're looking through it, you'd be able to see those blue strings that you saw between Carl, yourself, and Grundle, and
right.
so on and so forth. And you're able to see that between this person, Maxwell, and Max, the Warforged that you travel with. And there is a smaller kind of like light, you know, not as strong, but there is, looks to be a small connection to Billy and the two of them also. And you see a small, very faint connection from yourself to this massive Warforged bodyguard that is here with Maxwell.
Mm.
And as you're looking through these readings, you see that essentially what Maxwell has done is he has separated this energy into five classifications. And they seem to just be numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And Maxwell can kind of just pick up from your looking at it that you understand what you're looking at. And he says, well, interesting. I suppose you are able to understand my calculations.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this. This is very interesting.
Well, there are, as you know, everything has essence in it. Absolutely everything. And I have actually been able to segment it even further into these five very unique signatures. Something I've never seen before, though. You each have the rare signatures, and you're all together. Surely that cannot be a coincidence. I've never seen anything like this before.
Right?
Carl kind of smirks, and he says, yeah, right? Yeah, isn't that a little bit weird? Well, I'll give you a little bit of insight, since you're such a cool guy, and we're, like, meeting a celebrity, but, you know, we're like field researchers. We're out here doing field experiments, and when you're out in the field, sometimes you get some weird essence shit happen to you. And obviously I'm no Maxwell, but I've been trying to sort it out myself. And I mean, is there any way I could borrow your schematics for this device? This would help us so much.
Yes, I suppose that wouldn't hurt anything.
Awesome.
He hands you like a little business card, and it looks like it's got like his little personal communicator number.
Wow. I'll give him mine too. I give him my card that says Galaxy to Galaxy on it. It's just a little shiny card.
He kind of like cocks his head, and he's like, this is a little childish, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, he's literally a child, so.
You know, you're right, though. I should have a designer look at it. I just whipped it up on my home computer.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the card. All right, how did you find each other? Literally...
Oh, we've been fucking with the ruins and, you know, yeah.
The waypoints.
You know, the waypoints.
The waypoints.
Yeah, the old ones, the, you know, ancient bastards.
Oh, he doesn't know about the waypoints.
Oh, no. You don't know? Yeah, so figured you were a step ahead of us there, too. We'll fill you in the gaps.
Hey, we ain't got time.
Oh.
Tell Mr. Maxwell our whole... illustrious career.
We've got your card. We'll be in touch. You're right. We have to get out of here, Terran Command.
I am very interested in purchasing any research or information you have on this anti-essence. I have been studying it closely. I'm also interested in hearing more about these ruins. Yes, I agree. Time is not on our side. I would suggest you also vacate the planet if you have a way. I can be found at Maxwell HQ. You have my personal number. Let's please speak again.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Well, Max, it was great to meet you. I hope they treat you well.
I'm so fucking high.
Yeah, you should probably not be doing so much wake.
Yeah.
Have fun. Hope your heart doesn't explode.
I don't know if you guys have a med bay, but you might want to lay him down.
This is... fucking unreal. Oh my god.
Yes, you should probably get him to a med bay.
All right. You exit the ship, and Carl, you get your little ding, and you see this basically this research that Maxwell has done in the schematics for the little device that he had that cast that spell.
Gene's gonna be so excited.
Yeah, that you can see the kind of anti-essence, and you also see what he was talking about, that these different signatures that he's identified, it looks like Billy, you, Mordecai, and Nivitz all have a unique kind of anti-essence signature. And it would take some, you know, kind of further experimentation and research to work through what that might mean and so on and so forth.
Well, no time for that. Let's get back to the hawk and get out of here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys get to the hawk with no further incident. You made it. And that, with that, you take off. And after a moment, Terra is nothing but a small dot in the review mirror. Do spaceships have review mirrors?
backup camera?
Yeah, it is nothing but a small dot in the distance.
Oh, boy.
I am happy to be off that planet.
Indeed.
Got a whole lot of footage. I got to go edit now.
Yeah. And that is going to end the Terra arc. And I think players, let's talk a little bit. I've kind of had you nudged in a direction since we started playing this campaign. And that is officially over, right? You were already like on your way to Terra when we switched to the other crew and you picked him up and all that. From here, training wheels are off, which gets super fun, right? You might go somewhere I'm not expecting. You might do something I'm not. I have no kind of limit to what you do next. We can kind of recap if you want things on your plate. There are some things happening in the world too. You do also, you have a message, Carl, from Frankie. You have a video message from Frankie on the Sojourn. But you have the footage of the next waypoint, and there's essentially, you are free in the universe to do as you please, which is scary and fun.
Oliver!
I was just getting used to not hearing your old man voice.
Oh, is that the greeting I get from you? Well, then I suppose you don't want any of this nice stuff I got for you then.
Grandpa, you got me a present?
Nibbets is walking towards the trash thing. So probably something that ejected into space. And he's just gonna pull out a vial of wake, set it inside there, reach into his bag and start grabbing another one.
Let's calm down. Where'd you get all that?
Well, I traded for it.
You traded?
Yes, I did.
All right. Didn't think you'd find a wake dealer on dead Terra.
Right?
You'd be surprised. It was very dead. Lots of dead stuff there. And a lot of not as much dead stuff, but there was stuff to trade.
Yeah, I've got a lot of work to get done. I'll be in my office.
Don't go ejecting off into space. I'm sorry I called you old, even though you are.
I'll take it.
Nibbets will just wakes. We'll hand him four wakes.
Four wakes?
Sweet.
That means you still have a shit ton of wake.
Oh, I know.
That's good, though. You're going to give it to him in doses so he doesn't just die.
Probably more doses than he can handle, but yes.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Nice.
I got it at quite the steal of a price.
Sounds like it. It is a lot.
Only took your soul.
Some might say I bought it for an arm and a leg.
Oh my god.
Wow.
He's going to walk into his room.
Wow.
Jeez.
All right, boy.
Hey, welcome back, guys. Mordecai, you're looking good. You look different.
Yeah, it got messy down there, buddy.
Oh, did you clean it up?
Kinda.
What? What do you mean, kinda? You killed him, right? Smashed him dead?
Yeah, kinda.
Something like that.
What do you mean, kinda? How does kinda? How do you kinda kill?
Look, we smashed him into a puddle, but I'm pretty sure he'll be back.
Oh, when he comes back, I will kill him.
There you go, Grendel. I missed you, buddy.
Yeah, I saved you some good berries.
Oh, thank God.
I think Billy will tear up a little bit at that and then gladly accept some good berries and just munch on them.
There you go.
Yeah, as long as we got you around, big guy, it's going to be all right.
Right. Anything fun happen besides the killing?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Where's that priest kid? Oi!
Hey. Yep, I am, hello.
Hi, hey,
I don't actually think we've met. My name's Jaden.
I'm Billy. I thought you're the religious type, right?
I mean, a little reductive, but yeah, I suppose I'm the religious type.
No offense, or I didn't mean any harm by it. I'm just saying, I know some of you holy men, you know, dabble in divine arts and such. I may or may not have made a deal with a vampire man, and he's gonna make me pass out these damn flyers or fucking take a whole lot of head damage. I was hoping maybe you might have something to remedy that.
He like double takes like a vampire?
Yeah, real ugly kind of gentleman. It was unfortunate down there, to say the least, but
that's fucking awesome. You saw a vampire?
It was less awesome than you'd think, kid.
Oh, okay.
But needless to say, I'm in a little bit of a rut. I don't want to pass these flyers out. And I'm hoping you might be able to cleanse me or, you know, something.
I mean, I can remove curses. Is that good enough?
Oh, I think so.
Jaden would take you back to his quarters, fetch his kind of like holy symbol. You know what I mean? Okay. Do you just want to kind of kneel down here with me? We'll do a little prayer together.
Right. Okay. Whatever you say, man.
Sure. I mean, you're a believer, right? In the ever and all host?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say.
Okay. Great. Perfect. All right. He absolutely would remove that curse from you.
Oh, feel like a million pounds are off my chest. You're a good man. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Billy, can I have one of those flyers?
You could fucking eat them for all I care, Mordecai. All I need a shower. And also, I don't think I'm going to eat meat for a while.
Sure. Yeah. If you excuse me, I'm actually kind of eager to hear from Nivitz and Carl. But yeah, it was great. It was great to actually meet you, Billy.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're the one, this is like your dad and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming you didn't find him since we left, but...
No, we didn't find him. I think we're tracing some of his steps, maybe. I don't know. But we did meet the CEO of fucking Maxwell. And he might have given us something that'll help you. At least I hope so.
So right after he says that, Carl comes into the room. Hey, knock, knock, Jaden. I got a little present I've been working on. I know it's quick, so it's still in prototype form, but check this out.
Yeah.
And I hand him the little Maxwell device that Maxwell's been they gave us. And I'm like, see, it's kind of like your spell, but we can take it out into the field. It's going to help us big time.
Oh, yeah, this is super cool. What do the numbers mean?
So a little bit complicated, and I didn't exactly find out what it all means, but there are types of rarities. So it's like, you know, he said that number 5 was the rarest and number 1's the most common, I take it.
Other way around.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
5 is, so like Jaden would be a 5. He would like look at it and see, you know what I mean? He would like run it on himself and be like, oh, okay, I have this signature. He'd kind of probably like, you know, go around. And 1, 2, 3, and 4 are the unique signatures, and those are the ones that are rare.
Right.
And like Billy and Oliver would both share that link because they have the rare type.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is good. This is good, I think. I don't know if I understand how it helps us. It's interesting though. I mean, but you didn't find anything about my dad there or anything?
Well, we did find out that adventurers have come and gone here, so none of them were directly familiar with your dad, but they were able to confirm that people like us have come and gone, and the Lord of the Mansion did confirm that people have gone in and out of the ruins since, you know, he's been around. So again, not a direct confirmation of your father, but who else is doing this but him?
Well, you said more than one group?
Yeah, he kind of made it feel that way.
Well, what did they look like? I mean, how many clerics of the Ever and All Host? I mean, he's hard to miss, right?
Right.
No one saw him?
Yeah. Well, He was a vampire, and he's lived a long life. So I think he just kind of, they all just run together for him.
Sure.
Just adventurers.
Okay.
Yeah.
He seems pretty disappointed.
Look, at least we know we can differentiate the different anti-essence, and if we are some way rarer, the ones of us who have gone and dealt with this stuff and are connected, then your father's probably a rare instance of this anti-essence, and we might be able to track him that way.
Right, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay, yeah.
Roy, we're on his tail. We'll catch him in no time.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Billy will kind of like meander out at that point.
Sure. I can't believe we met freaking Maxwell.
Right, that was cool. I've been reading his paper in Awesome Mechanics for like years.
Man, that ship made the Hawk look like ass, though.
Listen, we're a scrap ship. You know, when we get more money, we can fix up the Hawk.
Nah, she's fine. She's fine.
Mordecai, Zaldwin, what are you guys up to?
Zaldwin is definitely hanging out with Kellen. Because I feel like the kind of like trauma and corruption that Mordecai has been through, like, they can kind of like have this, there's this like energy through them, you know, the essence that kind of passes through them. And so Zaldwin probably feels like really fucked up and like does not understand why, and is just like hanging out in Kellen's office.
Yeah, she's like rubbing your back and asking you a lot of questions and trying to figure out what's wrong.
I don't know, Kellen, it feels like I'm falling. Like, it just feels like I'm just falling constantly. You know that when it, like, your stomach goes up into your chest and, like, your eyes get, like, really shaky? Am I sweating? Do I sweat? I don't even know if I sweat. I feel moist. I'm, like, clammy.
Oh, honey,
I'm shrimpy.
I'm so unfamiliar with your physiology. I mean, I have to admit, I don't know if I've ever cared for a patient of your makeup before. Do you know what might help you?
I wonder if Calypso could help.
Calypso?
She's like a god that's also a ship.
You're gonna have to speak a little more plainly, dear. I don't follow.
She's where I came from, Kellen. They have a med bay on the Oasis, and I don't know, they might be more tuned to my abnormalities, but it just feels like a hot bead of iron in my head, and it just feels like I'm burning.
Sure. I want to be clear that I absolutely believe this, and this suggestion is not an effort to diminish the symptoms that you're feeling, but I do have a little bit of spice if you want to, you know, relax a little bit. I've been hiding it away.
Kellen, you dirty goose, you. You were on me about drugs this whole time, and
it's just spice, and you'd be under medical observation. Totally fine.
That's what I'm saying, Kellen. It's just spice.
It's just spice.
All right, I'm sure somebody has a burner around here that we can get set up on that might help me calm down.
Get Oliver while you're at it. Oliver's great company when there are illicit substances involved.
All right. I'll go get him. I'll go find him. And I, like, walk down the hallway and, like, call out for kind of Oliver.
Hey, Mr. Goy, have you seen Oliver around?
Oliver pop his head around her like, what? You call my name, Zaldwin?
Oh, Oliver. Kellen wants to see you about some fun things that I believe that you will enjoy.
Oh, she wants to do some spice dosing? You gonna spice dose, Zaldwin?
You knew that she was doing spice? How come nobody told me that she was doing spice?
Yeah, man, spice is nice.
Yeah, well, I know that. I didn't know Kellen did it.
It's the only one I can get away with her, so play it cool, dude.
Me finding out that Kellen does spice is like finding out that Ricky Rat has a huge cock or something.
wonder if he does.
It's like something that you're not supposed to know. It feels bad knowing it, you know?
Yeah, I could hear that. Well, anyways, let's go smoke.
All right. We like walk down to Kellen's Cures. There's like a little sign on the outside of her like cabin door that's the like Kellen's Cures plaque that's, you know, like fucking like stapled. It's riveted into the metal or something. And there's like a low, like little bit of smoke rolling out from like underneath the door. And we like tap the button and it goes, opens up and walk on in.
Nice.
Yeah. And Zaldwin, you feel a little better.
Yeah.
Oliver tells you about some of his illustrious fights in his pit fighting career as he smokes.
And what's this scar from? Tell me about this weird one on your foot. What is that?
Yeah, there was this guy, man. He was so small. I thought I was going to be so quick, but he like walked like a spider on all fours, but he didn't have hands. He had like fucking needles. And he would tinker around like a crab, man. It was creepy. I didn't like it. But he got under my guard. I tried to just crush him with a punch. He was too quick. And he stabbed me right in the middle of the foot. And then drug it out. Boom. Scarred it all up.
Callan. What's a crab? I don't know what a crab is.
I had crab once.
They're like little bug things. Hard shells on them. They got like...
A shrimp?
No.
Love shrimp.
I guess maybe. Like a shrimp with a hard shell.
Go for some seafood right now. Where's the replicator?
Ooh.
Like seafood?
I could do sushi. We could do sushi, man.
Oh, I like sushi.
We're doing a crawdaddy boil. No offense, Salvador. Let's go.
Wait, why is it no offense? Are you eating shrimp? Is shrimp eaten?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, no.
Ellen cooks up the best feast with crab legs. Well, I mean, they're replicated, so.
Shrimp smells good, though.
But they're as good as you know they've ever been.
Shrimp smells delicious.
Crab legs and shrimp and crawdads and all sorts of sausage and just delicious boil and feeds everyone and everyone who was on Terra. Well, I don't know. I guess I can't tell you how you feel about meat right now, but it is delicious.
Yeah, Carl walks in and you guys are all eating, all stoned out and just eating this massive feast. And Carl looks at it and is like, oh, God. And then like just replicates like a celery stick and then walks back into his room.
Hey, Carl, can I have some of that? I don't want to eat shrimp, man.
Sure, here. And I replicate him up like a salad. Will you do like dressing?
What's dressing?
Here, I'll give you ranch. Pretty good. Oh, I like it.
That's sauce. Yeah, I'll have some sauce.
Yeah, it's sauce.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's sauce. There's different kinds of sauces, though.
As Nivitz enters the galley, hearing them talk about it, he's like, it's salad sauce. That's all you gotta think of dressing as. It's a salad sauce.
Yeah, what Nivitz said. Hey, Nivitz, what, how?
Those sausages look delicious. Nivitz has his teacup dragon, and he just pulls up next to everybody else in the galley and just, like, plops all this food on his plate, and he's just like, Helen, this looks wonderful.
I think I'm gonna be eating light.
Someone so little eats so much all the time.
He's just gonna feed Charles Barkley, like, some sausage as he just scarfs down food.
I imagine that when nobody's watching, fucking... Nivitz replicates some fucking Bello Bites.
No, he would not be.
Oh, God.
Replicating the Bello Bites. Jeez. Oh, God.
Well, yeah. Jaden has like a plate and, you know, he's enjoying his food. It's like, well, I don't mean to press, but what do we do now?
Well, that's a pretty good question. We've got this star map, but it's
nowhere we've ever seen.
Yeah, it's going to need some decoding for sure. That's the next waypoint, though. That's where we need to go. We've got a contact at Maxwell Industries. He seems pretty legit, but the more I think on it, since we've been back on deck, the more I'm starting to question if we should give up all of our information. I mean, if he doesn't know what's going on, you know, do we really need to let everybody else know? I mean, it's much more secret than I thought it was, apparently.
I mean, at least for now,
I really wouldn't want that type of competition. Not that this is a competition, but, you know, less horses in the race. We don't know what we're dealing with, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, you never know. That big metal guy was kind of freaking me out.
He looked pretty cool.
Nivitz with food in his mouth is like, indeed, but, like, mumbled.
I mean, we do need an employer.
You did say you would buy our research.
Right. Yeah, that does make sense, too.
And we can always send him behind us.
Oliver kind of, like, puts his stretches his big old arms up and then puts them behind his head. It's like, do we even have any other options?
Hey, Carl, do you still have the scan of the first map that showed up? With the early points on the map that we skipped?
Yeah, don't we have that? We've got the other waypoints.
Oh, yeah.
What are you referring to?
The first,
That was in the journals, wasn't it? That discussed the earlier waypoints that we'd missed.
I thought it also showed up on, like, the map that we, like, found in our first ruin.
That just sent us to Terra.
The one on Prosperity Bay was Terra. There were notes about many other potential ruins in there, but not necessarily backwards or forwards. To your knowledge, the first waypoint was the locket that you found in Father Seatel's journals. The second waypoint was Terra. The third waypoint was Prosperity Bay. The fourth I said that wrong.
Third was Pagara. Fourth was Pagara. Prosperity.
Yeah, the third was Prosperity Bay. The fourth was Terra. The fifth, you're not sure where it goes yet, but you don't necessarily know it goes back any further. To your knowledge, the locket was the first, like, the entrance.
Gotcha, right. Gotcha.
And we kind of hammered our way in by accident.
Right.
Stumbled into it, I suppose.
Okay. Well, then I was wrong on that. I misremembered.
Well, we need someone to make sense of these maps, because I don't know where the hell this is. We also need, an employer could help, but, you know.
There's also these. And Zaldwin dumps a couple, like, bounty cards on the table.
Oh. Well, I do like bringing in a bounty or two. Self-employment is always nicer.
Yeah, let's see. Who do I have here?
Mr. Goy's gonna enter the room. It is nice when you aren't the bounty. I could go for capturing some people. I do know they pay better if they're alive, but they still tend to pay out when they're dead too, don't they?
I don't know if you are interested, but don't forget that the goblin from the photo was talking to Jean-Paul, and I mean I'm certainly interested. It looks like he was traveling with my father. But it would also be of interest to you, right? If he was on the path?
Yeah, old man, didn't he steal your stuff? Let's go kick that dude's ass!
Nivitz is just gonna, like, stop mid, like, way eating, like, a prawn just, like, shoved in his mouth. And he's just gonna scowl, and he's like, yes, let's go talk to those people. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm on board. Let's go kick those dudes in the teeth.
Well, I mean...
But where do we even start to look for him? I mean, do we go to Cardinal Jean-Paul? I mean, it's gotta be harder than just, like, rolling up and being like, hey, we have your ward, your nephew. Tell us where this goblin is. Like, I don't think that'll, you know, that dog don't hunt.
Oliver just stares at Zaldwin blank face like he thought absolutely that was what we would do.
Oliver, like, crosses off from his notebook, like, scribbles out.
The plan is what it was called.
Yeah, it's the plan.
The plan.
And he just, like, crosses it out slowly.
And it's a poorly drawn picture of him, of Oliver punting and a goblin.
Well, I don't know then. You guys are supposed to know where to go.
Man, all the clues were, you know, pretty straightforward up to this point. I do think that Jaden's onto something. We should get a hold of that goblin. Jaden's dad, you know, far on the path, and he can probably help us. Not to mention, we just need to find him. You know, we've been looking for him long enough. Jaden's waited long enough.
And you got that message from Frankie. What's she saying?
Oh, shit. I gotta go check that. Be right back, guys.
Man, I like Frankie. That chick was all right.
So I go to my room or whatever, and I pull it up on my personal computer.
Okay. You're going alone, correct?
Yeah.
Frankie is pretty drunk. You're pretty sure she's pretty drunk. Not sure exactly what, you know, if there's drugs involved or anything, but she has her, like, conspiracy wall that you've seen before.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Totally new one, though. Vanwell is at the center of it, and she starts describing to you that something didn't feel right about that. And she shows you that she was able to pull some strings and get some help and bend some arms. And she shows you basically this data stream and lines it up with your video that you took, Carl.
Yeah.
And shows that the anti-magic field went down right at the end of your conversation. And when you, and then it basically, she zooms in this picture of Vanwell, and almost at the moment that that magic field goes down, you just detect, you, she points it out, and so you're able to see it because she pointed it out and you did not notice it before, but there's like a twitch at that exact moment. And he kills himself. The anti-magic shield goes right back up, and she says, You saw it, right? I'm sure you saw it. It's there. I'm sure I saw something. I don't know. I don't know what it means. There's new people in charge. We don't even know who's in charge here now. There's something's going on, Carl. There's something wrong about that. You gotta watch your back. And then she hangs up.
Yeah. I will, like, be somberly walking back into the dining room, finishing up my celery stick. And I will, you know, slide a little hologram thing out onto it and play the message for everybody and be like, well, it wasn't anything good. It was mostly bad news. Here you go. And then they can watch it for themselves. Once it's over, I pull it back in my pocket and say, well, what do you think? What do you think that was? Think he cloned him or pulled his essence out somehow?
Ooh. So wait. Did he kill himself during the time the anti-magic field was down, or...
Yeah.
He went down, he twitched, he killed himself, and went back up.
Okay. I was just making sure I heard the thing right.
Right.
Hmm.
So I feel like he might have somehow transferred his consciousness, or his essence? Am I crazy?
No. That is a possibility. I mean, I don't really know much about the essence yet. Another theory is somebody else... while the magic field was down, could have used, what is it, a control person, and maybe had him kill himself.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of it.
Ooh, very curious.
I think I like my idea more, but maybe you guys are onto something. But you don't think that there's any way that he might have... Nah, you're right. Probably was compelled. Although, according to my research, you can't really make somebody blow their brains out with a compelled.
That could be right, too.
Maybe something stronger? I mean, if he did download himself...
I mean, boss, I don't claim to know how any of that kind of stuff works, but we had a man on this ship who was tortured without even being touched. I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibilities that this guy got it.
You know, that's a good point, Oliver. I hadn't thought about that. Now, we haven't discussed this, but do you guys remember... The waypoint? Grundle kind of looks up and goes, oh yeah, I had a weird dream last night that I was in a ruin and we were in a bar and then I was in an office and then Mordecai got chased by the cops. It was the most vivid dream.
Yeah, we threw a shoe?
Why
did we throw a shoe?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
The data. Remember the data?
Ah, the data. The most important thing.
I do not wish to dwell on that dream. For some reason, my perspective was very low.
I feel like the data is the most important thing. We need to remember that.
Getting back to that, Vanwell was in our collective dream, and he was somehow tied to that greater... tree of evil.
He works for the man, and the man is who we need to avoid, obviously.
Kind of do that side eye at Mordecai. Mordecai, is it time we talk about what happened in the cave yet?
I died.
Did you make a deal with the guy?
I thought you all were gonna die. And I thought...
Oh, man.
Adia was going to be strong enough. I thought Adia was gonna be strong enough to keep...
I didn't know it was that guy, though. Man, that changes some things, huh? Do you think he can see us right now?
Hey, fuckface. Fuckface.
Yeah?
No. I don't think he can see us.
Ooh. Give me an insight check, Mordecai.
That is a 16.
A 16? You're probably not sure yet exactly how this works. Something, yeah, maybe with a little bit more experience or a little bit more time, you might be able to kind of get a better feel for it. The feelings are all still kind of new. You're not exactly sure how this works yet. You only have the experiences, as Oliver mentioned, of the total possession. So he took total possession of Solomon when Solomon, quote unquote, broke their deal. And his possession of the first fish, Lucifer, was more complete than yours. You're not fully possessed. So there is some difference to your experience with him thus far.
Interesting.
I'm also going to give you this, Carl, Cody. Vanwell did not, in the dream, in the tomb, Vanwell did not work for the same person as Captain Solomon.
Yeah.
Yeah. We made that was something.
Right. But he was somehow affiliated with the badness, right? I mean, he was one of the anti.
Solomon was scared of the people Vanwell worked for.
Yeah. Solomon was always connected to this darkness. That had nothing to do with what Vanwell was connected to.
Yeah.
Right.
But Solomon was scared of...
Yeah. So whatever it is scarier than that.
So, where's Captain Solomon?
What? We gave him... We got a bounty for him.
I mean, last I heard, he was babbling in a cell somewhere.
Probably Hadria, right?
Sure. Maybe. We dropped him off at some satellite colony.
Yeah, old Honest Jim's satellite.
Yep, that was the one.
Hadria is the, prison mining colony that...
Yeah, that's where you came from, yeah.
All the convicts came from.
Grundle, like, smiles. Oh, I remember that place!
We might be able to get some information from Solomon if we're able to get to him. I don't know about you, Billy, but I don't want to go back there. Goy?
I would prefer not going back to Hadria, if you don't mind.
I can set your guys' voice, your minds at ease. You're not getting any information out of Solomon.
Solomon's a babbling...
That dude is crazy, man. Fucked.
Indeed, he was a babbling buffoon when we left him in the care of those men for a decent amount of credits.
Then another under captain, maybe?
Now you speak my language. I like that idea. Well, yeah. I mean, there's a possibility. I don't see why not.
Well, there's a lot of them out there.
Let me make some calls, pull some strings, see if I can't get in contact with anybody that I used to run with. It'll take some time. I've been out for years now, but we'll see.
Give it a shot.
Okay. I think that's a good enough place as any to end our episode for tonight.
All right.
I think we have a direction, if I'm understanding correctly, which is good. I can do some prep. Prep is good. Yeah, that we'll pick up next week. Zaldwin will go through his Ender Rolodex of evil and try to call some of his old boys. And there's plenty of options, plenty of things to think about and to chew on. I know so many options, it can be a little overwhelming, but it'll be fun.
I'm just surprised Zaldwin has a Rolodex of evil.
Yeah. It's like a plus one Rolodex. Did I say Zaldwin? Whatever. Man, everybody, check out the homebrewpodcast.com for all of our links. We've got merch, we've got awesome bonus content on Patreon. Everything that your little heart could desire about the homebrew is out there and available for you to take advantage of. Thank you everyone so much for listening and for supporting the show. We will see you next week for episode 29 of The Homebrew. Thanks for listening, listeners. Our story has come to a close for the week, and that means it's time to thank our listener sponsors, starting with Samuel Pierce, who shall forever be emblazoned upon the Homebrew Wall of Fame as our first Crusher Mania Season Pass holder. Thanks for believing in us, Sam.
As well as Ryan, a longtime listener.
Find out about our Patreon offerings at patreon.com/thehomebrew, and we'll see you next week.